If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
In our last episode, the teens returned to Phoenix to investigate the rise in neo-Nazi activity and find out what they could. Reflection checked in with old contacts from his gang days, while Ariana hit the mall and replaced her electronics. Soren and Mina put together a list of arcades that everyone investigated together and found out that every arcade they looked at had a set of Access versus Allies games. Reflection was able to determine that the games weren't necessarily even on both sides, and that if you decided to play as the Access, it was a lot more complex, although it may be more rewarding. When they tried to return to the school, Soren was pulled off the van, or rather, through the van, by an invisible force. Mina, grabbing Ariana and Reflection, chased after him, only to have Reflection tackle him mid-air before reaching the trenches. Looking out over the sunken district, they could see shafts of light from the clouds illuminating a building somewhere in the trenches. And this is where we'll pick up as they look down on what may be the Bifrost.
Did I hit the car hard enough to actually die and they just forget to send a Valkyrie for me and expect me to walk to join the Einarhar on my own?
Maybe they're giving you a subtle hint as a way to fix your sword. Well, subtle for a god, one of these god thingies.
First rule of Norse gods, they don't help you for free. They usually don't help you at all. Well, who wants to live forever?
I do.
Then I would probably advise you to stay here.
I can't do that. As much as I'd rather stay home, I said I would help you, and I'm going to.
I expect shit's going to get weird so very, very soon.
It seems like normal here.
The four of you head down back into the trenches for the third time today.
Oh, yay.
They love us.
As you get closer to these bolts of light, the more you realize you know exactly where you're going.
All of us realize exactly where we're going?
I'm guessing a particular warehouse that exploded thanks to a tank.
Well, it was a bar and apartment building, but yeah. Speaking of the demolished three-story building, it is floating, almost as if someone had put all the debris on strings and pulled them back, and they were hanging in the air.
Huh. Out of my depth here, guys.
I'm going to start thinking about all the gods and goddesses I don't want to meet. Then stop and go, okay, better list. All the gods and goddesses I would want to meet. Much, much shorter list.
I need two rolls for everybody. Perception and initiative.
Okay. Sense and two dice. Oh, at least I get my perfection as a bonus.
Let's start with your sense rolls.
Okay, sense. It's 7 plus perfection. Okay, 19 and 9.
For the sense, Reflection is currently still inhabiting Soren's body. You're going to have a 20 plus 3 dice.
He's only going to have your sense value, not your perception value.
Ah. Well, my sense is 10.
So it's 10 plus my 1 in perception.
Plus 3 dice.
27 for me.
24 for me.
26 for me.
Oh, 1-6. Sorry.
Hold on just a second here. What was Ariana's?
28 total.
And what was Reflections?
24 of 1-6.
And Soren's?
26, no sixes.
And Mina's?
34.
Okay. Mina, you're the only one that can really make it out.
Okay.
But there are shapes moving within the remains of that building. It's just hard to see in there because of these columns of light.
Well, I'm going to share this information with everyone and ask the group if you guys want to check it out. If any of us can get closer.
So now I do.
I have to hang by Soren just in case he ends up moving again.
Well, this is where Soren is being pulled to.
Why do I get the feeling I know what the shapes in the light are? I could say please don't be Deverger, but...
Should we roll the initiative also?
Yes, please.
I already rolled mine. I have a 40 with 1-6.
Right, so gain a willpower for the 6?
24 of 1-6.
Gain a willpower for that 6?
47 and 1-6.
Gain a willpower for that 6.
Sweet.
And where does that leave our lovely princess?
Princess has a 20 from a double 5. No. So, no 6s.
Okay. So, just as a reminder, we start from lowest to highest, and if you have a higher initiative or a saved action, you can interrupt somebody.
All right.
Mina spots this movement inside the light. As she's pointing it out, these creatures begin flooding out into the street. They are vaguely humanoid, but their body appears to be almost like a black maggot with tendrils that fill in articulated arms and legs. There are glass shards that have been sewn into what has to be its head. From the arms, they start unleashing high pressurized bolts as steam is discharged. What did they say? They didn't say anything. They run out and start shooting these bolts from their arms at you. That is a 53 to hit everyone.
53?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to hit.
These guys are the slowest, so you guys can interrupt them.
I say Mina yells, "Holy shit! Take cover!" And jump. And I would like to jump behind.
Well, you said this is this location is that roughed up section.
This is the trenches.
The trenches. Is there a large enough massive wall that I could use up as a shield? Not so much to protect myself, because I'm not worried about... I'm pretty sure they're not going to hurt me, in her mind. But we got Soren here.
So, if we all want to try and do something to protect the group, who technically gets to go first?
If everyone is trying to prevent them from attacking, you know, would have priority.
I would think Ariana... It doesn't go from small to larger team.
It does, but you're interrupting.
Wait, and nobody was saying I didn't want to get hit.
If Mina doesn't do anything, I have something I'd like to do.
So I just wanted to say that, Ariana, you are in a field of rubble that's all suspended in the air. So you could probably jump up and grab something and pull it down to act as a wall.
All right. Since that's available as an option, I would like to do that unless one of the others interrupts my action.
And what?
Somebody else might come up with something better.
And Soren, what were you going to do?
I'm going to attempt to throw up a barrier between us and the attack.
Okay, and Mina, what do you want to do?
I would like to do the thing I did before and try and throw lightning at the lightning.
Comic book physics!
So are you going to use your lightning or one of the other elements to try and... shut down these bolts.
And I don't have water, so lightning. Yeah, I'll just use lightning. This water will be a bad idea.
I will use my lightning.
Now, are you just defending yourself?
No, I want to try and get as many of my snakes that can emit lightning blasts.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to get all of them to aim for as many lightning blasts that are coming towards us as they can.
Okay. If you want to try and defend the whole group, you'll need to spend a willpower.
Okay. I guess I'll spend that one willpower I earned.
And so you're just going to make your attack roll and try and beat their attack roll.
37 and 1-6.
Okay.
All right, so you start firing off bolts of lightning, but there's just this hail of metal coming towards you guys. Soren, what does your barrier look like?
It's a magical wall of force. It's an expanded version of the magical shielding he has in his clothes, except drawn into the air and powered by a force of will.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my tricky boon so I don't have to pay for this one.
Okay.
Will I need to pay an extra will to add a larger area to it to protect everyone?
Yes.
All right. So one willpower then. Is my roll to beat them going to be based off of my power plus my what I'd normally roll for attacks, or?
It would be your rune scribe plus your wisdom.
All right.
And you need to beat their attack roll.
And can I use my perception to add to this as a defensive roll?
You can.
And I'll spend one more willpower to throw in acrobatics to do this very quickly. And with the plus 5 from Tricky, that puts me at a 45 plus 4 dice.
Okay.
57.
All right. And Ariana?
Well, I have to modify my action a little bit since he put up a defense already before I could do something with it.
Well, you're doing what you were going to do. This is happening at the same time. So go ahead and give me a jumping roll to grab some cover in time.
All right, so jumping is 9. Jumping is based off of strength, right?
Yeah, it's going to be your strength plus jumping plus your perfection.
Okay, strength is 10, jumping is 9, perfection 12. That gives me a total of 31 plus my 3 dice.
Four dice.
Because I have the power.
Because it's a power, talent, and attribute.
Lousy. 31 and 9 gives a 40 total. That brick trick specialty doesn't count for anything, right?
No, not in this instance. Soren, you're going to pick from one of these following effects. Your barrier causes them to become disarmed or disoriented. They're exposed, giving you guys a plus 10 until the start of their next turn. It's a glancing blow, and it only does half damage, or they suffer harm.
If I pick any of the ones other than the half damage, does the attack hit us as normal?
Well, the attack's going to hit the barrier, and then whatever goes over the barrier's damage is going to come through.
In that case, I'll take the one where they take damage as the shrapnel bounced off and back at them.
How much damage does the barrier have?
Crap. I forgot it's actually a secondary roll. It's not a full roll. So, 5.
5?
I thought it was 10. That'll teach me not to double-check my character.
So, everyone is going to take 11 damage minus their armor.
I lose the 6 stamina that I healed.
Actually, question. This attack doesn't replicate from this attack, right?
They're actually firing something from the armor or metalwork that they're wearing.
Okay.
Can I apply the brace defense or just normal?
It's just a normal defense. Your action, your active defense was to try and grab...
that's right. So does the thing I'm carrying offer any defense?
You weren't fast enough. You got caught in midair.
Ah.
Well, Steve's terrified. He's got 3 stamina left.
Yeah, before I forget, I actually take less damage from these things because I have religion giving me armor against supernatural threats. So I actually took 4 less damage than I thought.
Far less painful for you.
Which is good because I was already wounded.
So, Ariana, what are you doing? You have 1 action left.
Since that stone wall, since that wall protect that I grabbed protected me oh so well.
Well, you can't blame the wall. You just didn't get to it before the shots hit you.
Yeah.
All right, so she's irritated at the fact that she couldn't go ahead and use the wall to protect herself. They actually hurt her. So I'm going to go ahead and respond in kind and hurt them back. So I'm going to go ahead and since I want to hit the whole roof, I'll go ahead and use a point of willpower, and I'll rain down the wall on them. Hopefully hit them all with some fragments in the process. So I figure it's more of a combination move. She ends up tossing the wall away, and then does the hand slam. Or was the bitch slap we were using for the term? It basically the is a, The Princess Clap, yeah. And she goes ahead and basically does that on the wall, breaking it into debris and allowing that to rain down on them. And because they really pissed me off, I'm going to explode those dice too. So that's two willpower off. That's from the... So I use the Regal Fist Fuck Cuffs number, right? Which is 27. And I got to do my four dice on that. And the Dice of Doom have worked miracles. I rolled a 23 out of 24. Three sixes in that bunch. That's 23, 27, for a total of 50. For three sixes.
All right, well, that's easily going to hit. What's the damage on that?
My damage normally is 6. So you figure 3 more for the additional 6s?
6 more.
2 for each 6. So double damage, 12.
All right, so this explodes out, and they are showered with stone and bits of wall. When their bodies are cut open, you can see writhing masses underneath it, almost like they're made up of miniature versions of themselves.
How mad?
Okay.
Their bodies are like giant maggots with tendrils, and within it are smaller maggots.
Okay, Ariana looks for herself that she's not going to touch them because they're gross.
Speaking of touching things, Reflection, you're up.
Which one's closer, Mina or Ariana?
You guys are all in close range.
Ariana has the best defense, though, right? You need to go, pardon me, and then touch Ariana. Copy her.
Like the Luchadors. Tag team.
If you're feeling frisky, Jez, you walk by her, just slap her on the ass. You don't have to worry about her punching you then. You got good defense.
Now, granted, the thought had crossed my mind, but I decided not to.
That's because you know eventually she will get to punch you when you're not in power form.
Yeah, but when she knocks me off the plateau, at least I'll have the defense when I hit the ground below. Yeah, I really don't want to touch these guys, and this is going to be a very interesting fight because you have two people throwing shit. You'll run out of ammunition pretty soon. How much stuff is around to actually hurl?
You have a demolished building floating in air in pieces.
You got a crap ton of ammo to go with.
Well, only found big enough pieces to work with, then yeah. Or we could just make it a semi-line. I grab stuff, toss it to Ariana, let her throw it.
You have one action remaining.
I'll grab a likely piece of wall.
All right. Are you going for something that's actually heavy, or what's the plan here?
Yeah, try to go for something heavy so I can actually try to hurt one of these things.
Why don't we do this? If you roll your strength of 10 plus perfection of 12, I will just tell you how big the object is that you grab.
Okay, so it's 22 plus 3 dice?
Yep.
Oh my god. Almost the worst roll possible. So I got 27. Very far from sixes.
You grab a slab of concrete that is almost the size of a mailbox.
I guess next turn I get to throw it.
Yes.
Okay.
Soren, you have one action.
I'll hold my action to defend us in case they decide to launch another volley at us.
Okay.
There was one other thing I want to do. I just want to shout at them in Proto-Norse.
What are you saying to them?
Shouting in Proto-Norse, so nobody but them will understand anything he actually says, but spawn of Ymir, leave Midgard and return to Nidavellir where you belong.
It's hard to tell because of the apparatus that is mounted across their maggoty forms, but it seems almost as if they're chuckling.
No chance we can play this Pokemon style because I have a lizard type of hair against bug types.
Let's see. If you want to have your snakes somehow be threatening to their innate magginess, you can use your science.
Okay.
It costs you 1 willpower for the action, though.
Fuck you! I've got like 2 willpower left.
4.
Why you gotta be a dick about it? Yeah, fine. Okay. I'll use a willpower. Didn't my electricity, my whatever, did not have an effect on them? Or there were too many of them?
You were shooting their projectiles, mm-hmm. and you weren't able to shoot down enough of them.
Okay.
But now you're talking about attacking them directly. And so you want to try and have your snakes eat them from out of their suits?
Yes.
Since you were talking
Ick.
About... Did he just say click?
Ick.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, turn the channel. That's boring. I was
No.
Can some of my snakes eat them and some of my snakes, like, try to immolate them?
Sure.
Okay. Is that too low power?
It's up to you. This is a mob, so you're going to affect multiple people.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make it extra bad, and I will spend one willpower on the eating and the other willpower on trying to make them explode.
All right.
Not really, just...
So, with science, your serpent's attack roll goes up to a 32.
Okay.
You're going to roll four dice instead of three.
46 and 1-6.
So, describe what this looks like. You have some snakes that are burning people, others that are trying to eat these maggots. How does this look?
I don't think that some of the snakes are, like, localized to an area. Like, I don't think the left side is fire.
Yeah.
I think that it's all kind of randomly dispersed, so... I think I mentioned before, maybe it would look like, what are those things that you attach your garden hose to and they go all crazy?
Okay.
Like, it's like a water toy. I imagine it looks like that. Like, they're just, like, kind of haphazardly flailing around and shooting fire in the direction of these maggot dwarves. And I guess in their own excitement, some of them, like, abandon the fire and start trying to eat them. 'Cause bugs.
And so they're, like, trying to swallow this thing whole.
Or at least bite chunks out of them.
Well, they're still snakes, right?
Yeah. Like, they're not anacondas. They don't want them. I did it! I did it!
So do the snakes, like, get bigger? Because these things are almost human size.
I guess if they have the ability to elongate, then they should have the ability to get bigger. Yes.
So there's like these two snakes that are coming off of Nina's head that have just like grown to like swallow the head of one of these creatures.
And because comic books were not going to question where it goes or how they shrink back to their normal size without having a giant skull in their snake equivalent of a belly.
That is correct.
Okay, sorry. I was questioning it. That's why I said that.
Mike, this is the end of the turn if you wanted to use that last action.
Are they in close range to us, or are they a range increment away?
No, they're in close range.
And I will draw my broken sword. Rapid slash the closest one.
So go ahead and roll.
38. Defended by quickness.
All right, so that is going to hit.
Since they're Norse supernatural threats... That's 9 wounds. Twice.
So this is a group, so you're slashing through multiples. What does that look like?
Do a quick step forward, slicing through one, and following the momentum to spin around and slash through another.
And you said that with how much damage?
9 for each hit.
You start slicing through, and when you are done, you are... probably inches away from these columns of light. There are only 3 of these creatures still standing, but you can see others moving within the columns. The one closest to you, its metallic hand shifts to look more like a hammer. The other two continue to fire on the group. Ho, 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 ho.
I don't like this one at all.
That's an impressive roll.
So that is a 37 to hit everyone.
All right, how much damage is it again?
It is 12 damage before armor. And right now, reflection, you have 8 armor.
Thankfully, 8. Okay, so I'm negative stamina. Okay,
well,
cool.
I was going to say if nobody tries to outdo me, I'll throw up another barrier to try and protect the team from the barrage. Though considering I'm now away from the team and in engaging somebody else... If I throw the barrier up, do I have to exclude myself?
Yeah, it would either be protecting them or protecting yourself.
Yeah, I'll protect them.
Okay.
I've already taken action. I haven't started looking at the action.
This is a new turn.
Okay. Can we see the barrier? Do we know that it's being pulled up, or is this a visitor?
Yeah, you've seen me throw it up. It's a semi-translucent glowing wall of energy.
You'll need to roll on your power plus the attribute to beat their attack roll to see if you can put it up in time.
Actually, I'll make this... Hey, I'll burn 3 will to give myself a plus 10 from acrobatics.
Okay.
Or no, plus 10 from perception.
I'll say that...
Yeah.
How does acrobatics cast a spell?
Nah, don't mind me. My brain works. Yeah, it gives me 30 plus 4 dice. So 40.
Okay, and how much damage is that barrier?
5.
So everyone takes 7 damage instead of 12.
Okay, cool. No damage.
No damage.
It's a minimum of 1.
Also, keep in mind that you have Ariana's regeneration as well, so you did heal at the end of last turn.
We're on the next turn, so when he gets to his turn, he'll heal.
Ah, okay.
How much is the regeneration?
2.
2 stamina.
Okay, cool.
I take 1.
You also said they were me. I take 1 stamina at minimum?
That's correct.
Unless you want to burn your impervious.
I'm not worried about 1 point, to be honest. Ariana's a different issue, but not me.
Speaking of Ariana, there are these 2 dwarves that are shooting at you, Mina, and Reflection, and one who has just laid a hammer down on Soren.
I had an idea. How big of a piece of... building did Julian grab? I mean, Reflection?
Almost the size of a mailbox.
What I was thinking about doing is maneuvering it to the other side of them and try to use grab another piece and try to coordinate with him to attack them together.
Okay.
How do you want to adjudicate that?
It's pretty simple. You're going to need to tell him that that's what you want to do so that he knows that you're doing this.
Hey, let's squeeze him in the middle.
I don't want to touch him.
With the pieces of rock, with what you're holding? I don't want to touch him. They're gross.
Okay, sure.
No, I mean squeeze him with the rubble that we're using.
I'm not getting close enough to squeeze. I'm going to throw it at them.
All right, we'll coordinate the throw then. Makes you feel better?
Okay, that's fine.
Now tell me how you're getting to the other side. Like, what does that look like, and how you're grabbing an object along the way?
I figure I will go ahead and grab something about similar size to what he went ahead and grabbed.
Okay.
Leap across to the other side of where they are currently standing. It's still in the same small area of effect, so that shouldn't be much of a... It's no real change in the way the... as far as moving areas.
Mechanically, you don't have to spin anything to move because it's all in close range.
Yeah. So at that point, it's just a matter of just coordinating with I'll wait until Julian's goes in order to try to do this Malachi crunch on him, or whatever term you want to use for it.
Since he picked up something with a 27 and there's a ton of rubble here, your base roll is already higher than that, so I'm just going to say you grab something while you're moving.
You're right.
I'll pay for that. What I do need you to do is make a basic attack roll, and you're going to need to get higher than a 34.
Higher than 34 on my base roll?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 27 and 4 dice.
Yeah.
37 and 5. 42.
All right.
32. No sixes, though.
Reflection. Ariana has positioned herself on the other side of these dwarves from you, grabbing a similar-sized chunk of concrete. So you're going to make your attack roll, and you have a plus 15 to the roll, which it's up to you if you guys are going to use that bonus for damage or for accuracy, because you guys are throwing multiple objects, so it's obviously going to be easier to hit, or you could be just trying to punish them and do more damage.
Okay, so... The target's still 35?
No, your target is their defense.
Oh.
The 35, or the 34 was for Ariana to set you up to assist.
Oh, okay. So, 24 and 3 dice then.
39 and 3 dice. You guys are going to do 3 extra damage? That plus 15 to hit, you can convert into extra damage if you wanted to. For each 10-point knock you take, it's an extra 3 damage.
So for the 20, I'll use the 29 then. Still 3 dice though, right?
Still 3 dice.
What if I should explode those? Yeah, why not? Like you said, who wants to live forever? So one wound power to explode.
Alright, so then my question is,
oops,
did you want to drop that down to a 19 with the exploding dice, or are you rolling 29 plus the exploding dice?
29. Alright. Nice. Play nice. 30. 37.
Alright.
No sixes.
That hits. And you have a plus 6 to your damage. So you're going to do 10 damage. This is definitively, you and Ariana are lobbing these stones like in unison and striking the two dwarves.
I just see these two stones smashing the two dwarves into each other and then just sandwiching them.
Oh, and there's just the one still standing next to you.
I'll whip out a rapid slash on him.
Okay.
Ugh, that's a horrible roll. 31.
That does hit.
So 8 wounds for each hit.
Defended by quickness, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the last of the Divergir collapses, but you can still feel the sword calling you to enter the light. Mina, what are you doing?
Holding an action and being smart out assy and saying, well, that was frickin' gross. Is that what your religion's about, sword?
What? Do you expect short people with long beards? Welcome to Norse mythology. Unless anyone else has anything they want to do, I know what Soren's going to do.
What's that?
Yeah, I'll turn around, look at the group, shrug and go, well, let's see if this kills me, and step into the light.
Oh, and now I take my action.
Okay, what's your action?
And run immediately after him. Oh, God! And run after him.
How many columns of light are there?
It's hard to tell when you're this close. Your best guess is there's 8 or 9 columns.
And all of them have these shadows moving in, or is Soren only one who can see that?
Inside the light
is a dead Soren and Mina.
Soon enough, the stones that are floating outside are floating inside as well. Right? Well, there are more stones floating inside.
Real cool heaven, Soren.
You can see another dozen or so of these Divergir.
Oh, Jesus.
Shifting through particles of dirt, lifting up their hand, and dirt comes into the air, and then they spread it apart, pulling out what looks like grains of sand.
Are they? Do they seem to be collecting these into something?
Yeah.
Or are they just absorbing it?
It looks like they're looking for very specific shards or pieces.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're looking for pieces of the sword. Well, that's my guess, at least. Does it look like they're... Okay, you said that their hands and feet have, like, these metal casings over them?
Their hands are part of this structure. They only have these tentacles.
Okay.
That they're bolted into an exoskeleton.
Okay, so you can't just rip the gauntlets off.
No, you'd have to rip them out of the suit. And they are, as I said, bolted into it so that they can stand upright. In the center of all of this is a floating slab of flooring. Standing on top of that is what looks to be a suit of highly stylized armor. Within the center chest piece is a glass enclosure and what appears to be the head of one of these creatures floating in some kind of substance. It has no other head.
So it's head to its chest, basically.
Unlike the other Divergir, it's actually carrying a strange-looking sword of some type.
Do I recognize the weapon?
Roll on your Norse mythology.
Yikes.
32 with 2 sixes.
There is a blade that you've heard of called Gram.
Oh, fuck.
Which translates to wrath. But you believe that blade was destroyed when a dwarf named Sigmund struck the spear of an enemy
What was your total? You said it was like 36 with two sixes?
33 with two sixes.
Okay. But you remember the dwarf instructing his wife to collect the shards to have it reforged.
How fortunate we are to find the sword that's friggin' the Dragon Slayer.
It was reforged by another dwarf, but that's all you remember.
Lucky for me, I know a little bit about that sword.
What elements can Mina project? Just fire and lightning?
Cold, electricity, and fire.
Well, I suggest you try freezing one of these dwarves, see if you stop them from moving around. Because someone could surprise me, I'm lost my mind, but still.
Great idea. I will do that. I will do, hoping that it doesn't alert the rest of them to start attacking us.
Let's hope not for their sake.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will hopefully one off to the side that the other dwarves aren't really paying attention to or seeing. The little straggler, maybe.
So that's just kind of a variation on your entangling snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Which instead of them, instead of wrapping them up, you're kind of freezing it in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're going to roll.
So it's 3 dice plus
24.
38 and 16.
So what is this Diverger doing when your snake's sneaking?
Let's say that he is, they are all a good distance away from wherever they are placing the grains of sand that they're harvesting, and he is the furthest one away.
So like the closest one to you, but the furthest from the group?
Yeah. And he's just turning around to take his little pan of sands to the pile. So he's in the very back of the group nearest us and just turned his back and freeze attack because he's just a test.
And give me a stealth roll.
26 and no sixes.
This Diverger is turning. He's got this orb of silver sand in his hand, or floating above his hand, and he is just frozen in his tracks.
And no one's noticed.
Not yet.
Well, I think we should sneak over to him and see what's up with those sands. Just look at them. I don't know if it's stuff over there. I don't know. What do y'all think? What say you?
I say two things. One, we can try to cut this thing in half since it's now frozen, can't dodge. And two, look at the grains of sand, the orb that he's been collecting stuff into.
Well, how many of them are there?
There's about a dozen, not counting the headless suit of armor, or center of the area.
How many were there when we fought them?
There was like 8.
I don't know about cutting them in half. I mean, I guess we could try.
We do have a sword wielder here with a rather sharp sword. Well, sword piece.
Half a sword.
Before we go any further, a quick warning to Ariana and the reflection of Ariana. Don't rely on your near invulnerability to stop that sword, pointing to the one the headless armor has.
Okay.
That thing was used to slay a dragon, and it will likely cut through you fairly easily, much like Tierfang would have. So try not to get hit by that.
Yeah, thank you.
Alright, I think I will heed that warning.
Graham is not a sword to fuck with. Hey Dave, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Is there a way for me to give the party members for the entire scene some kind of magical defense to help protect them against Graham if it hits them?
Let's take a look.
I guess in theory I could, there's no real way to do that for an entire scene, is there?
Okay. So if you wanted to give the entire team like a magical armor for the turn, I'm sorry, for the scene, do you have aid for Soren?
No. It's in the giant list of things I still need to buy.
Okay. You could spend 8 willpower and do a aid group. I'm sorry, 9 willpower and do a group power where everyone gets armor at half your normal value. So what is it, 10? Everybody gets a +5 to their defense and an extra point of armor for the entire scene.
I don't have that much willpower anyways.
So what is the plan? You have the one frozen Diveria.
Well, I guess if someone is going to attack it, go ahead and attack it. Oh. And I'm going to check out, I actually want to check out whatever is in the little sand pieces before we destroy it, just in case those get destroyed too.
So I will start with describing what this sphere looks like.
Okay.
Imagine a soap bubble, and then suspended inside of it are shards of metal as fine as a grain of sand. And it's just floating a few inches above this creature's robotic appendage. And as you are looking at it, you can see the material that makes up its eyes underneath the glass windows shifting around to watch you.
Well, wow. It's still alive in there. Does this not worry anybody else that this thing is still alive?
Of course. That's why I could cut it in half.
But it's still alive through freezing. Like, I would think that...
Well, I have a question. Am I still feeling like I'm being drawn to something?
Yes. You are being drawn towards the suit of armor.
Okay, well, I suppose if we're going to destroy it, we should do so.
Do you want to kill this guy?
I don't know.
I want the metal that's in his sphere.
It's floating right there.
I'll take the tip of my broken sword and slowly slide it into the bubble to touch the metal. And let's see if magic happens.
So do you want bad or do you want worse?
Oh, Jesus.
I always expect worse.
Are you carrying all the shards?
No, the rest of them are in the sheath on his hip. I get the feeling I'm now in my own personal bubble.
You start to poke at this sphere with the broken sword. It pops with the shards swirling around you. The other Diverger turns, seeing this or hearing this, as the shards swirl around and eventually tear into the skin around your hand and eventually dig their way into your sword hand.
Ah, lovely. Yeah, I need to find a better way to collect these things then.
So the head in the chest of that suit of armor says something in a language you don't really recognize.
Ooh.
The Diverger launch themselves at you.
Just the sword, right?
Well, not the four of you. Their hands turning into hammers or saws or calipers as they ready to strike. And unless someone wants to try and interrupt them, I'm going to go ahead and make an attack roll.
Since this was encased in ice, it shouldn't affect me anyway. Correct?
Okay.
So grab that one and throw it at the closest two I can aim at.
So you want to interrupt the mob's attack by hitting them first?
Yes.
Okay. So we would roll our respective attack rolls, and if you beat them, you will negate their attack.
Excellent. Attack roll is... There you go. 24, 3 dice. This will be fun. 24, 32, no sixes.
So you knock one guy into another, but the group still, for the most part, descends down upon you.
Okay, cool. I'll take an action. How many willpower would I have to spend to concentrate all of my snakes to shoot ice and freeze them all?
To try and freeze the whole group?
Yes. I think I only have 5 or 4 left.
Maybe snakes or willpower.
Willpower.
You have 4 willpower left. Okay. So it would take you 2 willpower to do radius and selective to try and hit all of them.
Okay. I'll do that.
It would be 3 if you want to do damage when you hit them. Okay. And remember, you have to beat their attack roll.
Okay. It's 38 and 16.
Okay. So that is a partial success.
Okay. So how many of them are left frozen? Or not frozen?
What will end up happening is both of the effects are going to end up happening.
Okay.
So you guys are going to end up hit, but they're going to end up frozen.
Okay.
Everyone in the group is going to suffer 14 wounds, minus your armor. Oh, and reflection, let's go ahead and say you've healed 6 damage.
Okay.
Through Ariana's regeneration.
Okay, cool.
How much damage was that again?
6. So where does that put everybody on the group as far as your stamina goes?
I got 2 left.
I am negative 10.
Actually, I was going to go ahead and ask about declaring impervious for that attack. So I'm going to take the 1.
If you declare impervious, you'll take 2 damage. That's it.
2 damage. All right.
I have 4 stamina left.
Okay, and Mina, you are at negative 10. I was going back to you because you have a roll to make, or a choice to make. You can either be knocked out, at which point you will fall unconscious, or you'll need to make a constitution or mental roll against a target of 25.
Do we need to roll initiative again?
I'm just going to use the previous initiatives.
Alright.
I will do a mental roll and see how I do.
Alright, just to point this out, that's mental of 12 plus 2 dice.
Yeah.
Against a 25. Now, you have 1 willpower left if you want to make it an explosive roll, but you need to roll a 7 or better to avoid being knocked out.
I'll just get knocked out. I guess I'm knocked out, guys.
No!
But everybody's frozen, so that's a plus.
Yes. On the other side of that, all of the dwarves have been frozen and will need to make a 44 to escape or roll 34 twice.
That's a scary trap right there.
Wait a minute, did she pay to do damage to these guys?
Yeah, they took damage.
Oh, okay.
And there's probably 1 or 2 of them that are not going to ever escape if they are able to break free because of that damage.
Ah, okay.
Ariana, these Diverger are coming down at you. You are being pummeled by bolts from their armature, hit with hammers, and then Mina unleashes this torrent of ice, freezing these dwarves around you guys. Some of them are actually floating in the air like the debris from the building.
All right.
What are you doing?
I, for one, would love to go ahead and beat the living tar out of them while they're frozen, because who knows how long they're going to stay that way.
Also, Mina has collapsed.
I will say, you deal with the dwarves, I'll take care of Mina.
Alright. Is this something I can use to attack them with, so I don't have to do it physically with my own hands?
Well, they are frozen, so you could literally pick one up and smash it into the other.
Or I could just smash them with themselves. I'm assuming they're easier to hit because they're frozen and stuff.
Well, the nice thing about fighting a mob is they're not that hard to hit.
Yeah, they're not difficult to hit at all.
So with that, I will go ahead and use my pissed off pound, because I really don't like them. And let's see where I go with that. Okay, so 17 plus 4 dice. And 12. 32. No 6, unfortunately.
So you're picking one up and just, like, flinging it into another?
Essentially.
All right, so you grab the body of the one closest to you and just slam it into the one right by him, or it, sending them cascading out.
And the damage on that's 9.
And what are you doing for your second action?
They've been hitting me kind of good anyway. Right now they're frozen, and that's all of them frozen?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and use the second attack against them. Same attack. The pissed off pound.
Okay.
This time rolling a 15 plus 17 or 32 for another 9 points.
32 is the attack roll?
Yes, it is.
Damage?
9. No 6s in there.
All right, and you're just doing the same thing again? Is that what I'm saying?
Yes.
So Ariana just kind of starts tearing through these dwarves, grabbing them and throwing them away. Reflection, what are you doing?
Well, when in Rome, or in the calm of light, follow suit. Do the same thing. Grab one and smack another one. Right,
so your version of that same attack?
So it's 24 plus 3 dice, right?
Yeah, 24 plus 3 dice doing 4 damage, or 14 plus 3 dice doing 7.
14 plus 3 dice. Well, they should be easy to hit, so I'll take the 14.
Okay.
14 and 7, 21.
Grabbing and throwing a block of ice, not that difficult.
So he said 7 wounds for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I still got her armor, so I'll do another attack, see if I can get rid of some more of these guys.
Okay.
Ooh, 14, 24, 25 this time.
Did you roll any 6s?
Oh, yes, 1 6. I'm sorry.
Ariana tears through these Iverger, throwing them into each other, and then Ariana tears through these Iverger. It's almost like a reflection of herself.
Yes, I'm just admiring how good. I'm just admiring how good I looked fighting them.
If only you weren't wearing a tracksuit, you'd look so much better.
Well, can't win them all.
Well, considering how tight the tracksuit probably fit on her frame, she may or may not be so happy.
I get the feeling that when all this is over, Ariana's going to take Reflection out shopping just so, you know, he becomes Ariana, he'll look better.
I was just thinking that. I think Ariana's going to be carrying around an additional suit just in case.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Interesting.
Sweetie, if you're going to be me, we really got to work on the style.
Hey, I got fashion. I can work with this. I just don't usually because I keep changing so often.
The head within the armor speaks.
The head in the armor speaks?
Yeah, the armor that's been floating above you guys.
Okay.
There is a head in the center of its chest. Actually, well, there's a glass encasing a head in the center of its chest. Usurper, you will return that which your blood stole.
I'll lean over to Reflection and go, psst, I think he's talking to you.
And with that, he will hold out its arm, or hold out his arm that's not carrying the sword, and tied to it is a set of three wings making a triquatra. He holds it to its head, which is in its chest, and a gout of fire vomits forth towards Soren.
That's not good.
That is a 49 to hit.
I will attempt to throw up a barrier. I've taken enough damage, so I will pop my Perseverance to be a supporting characteristic to normal defense, since I've suffered more than 10 wounds.
So that increases your defense to what, 32?
Yeah, plus 4 dice. 44.
I had it, what, 49?
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
So that is 16 damage.
Ow.
As Soren is set on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
Drops me to a minus 2.
This does not fill me with glee.
Luckily, my constitution and rune scribe is high enough that I can remain standing.
He says, return the blade to me or be destroyed.
I thought the blade was yours.
Yeah, that's going to trigger my drive.
Which drive?
Keeper of Terrifying.
Okay. So gain a willpower. You'll be able to add that drive into an action that prevents him from getting you to return the blade.
I will hold the blade up before him. Say, blade is mine. I am the keeper of this cursed weapon, and I will protect it from you, and I will protect the world from it. You want it? You'll take it from my cold, dead hands.
Incorrect. I shall take it from your incinerated corpse. You have no proper claim over the blade. Unless you got something to say, I'm going to go ahead and make a second attack.
This is the same term you just acted in, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What makes you the proper claimant makes you the proper owner of this blade over him, quite frankly, because I'm kind of interested myself.
Then witness the fires in which it was forged. And again, there's a gout of flame, and this time he will target Ariana.
All right. And since I've already been warned about him and to try to avoid getting hit in the first place.
And that was the sword.
Huh?
That was the sword.
And that's magic. I'm like, what's the difference? It's all the same to me, to her. How much willpower do I have again? Okay, I have 5 willpower left. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Ah, shoot. I was just realizing that I don't have enough willpower to try to go ahead and try to add a stat for the scene. Because I need 6 points for that. Alright, so, shit. I am just going to go ahead and take active defense and basically just try to dodge the attack.
If you want to take an active defense, you're going to need 3 willpower for another action.
Oh, because I already acted here?
Because you've already spent your actions for the turn.
Okay. You know what? I'll let him hit me then. I'll have to take the regular defense then.
Okay. That is a 62 to hit?
I wasn't avoiding that shit.
And that's 20 damage.
20?
Yes.
Can I use willpower to get that impervious back for this phase?
You actually can spend willpower to use impervious again.
How much?
1 willpower.
And that sounds like a bargain.
So you will take 4 damage instead of 20.
I'm assuming I healed the damage back from that previous phase. It's been one round already, right?
This is the same turn. You acted, now he's acting.
Okay. So 4 you said?
Yeah, 4.
Alright.
I should say that, you know, we actually have him like breathe out this fire and it engulfs Ariana. I kind of picture her like crossing her arms. What does that look like? Describe that to me. When you are engulfed
in basically she's just bringing her arms up trying to shield herself from the blast. And then when she comes through the other side of it, basically it's her still staying in the same pose except her freaking clothes are a smoldering mess. Because there's no way that her regular clothes would survive the impact with such a flame. So the only thing keeping her relatively safe is the comic code.
The comics code is protecting the rest of her clothes.
I'm invoking the comic code, damn it!
So what is Soren doing in all of this?
I use my second action to lean down, dip a finger into Mina's blood, and cast a healing rune on her.
How much does that heal?
I'll put 1 extra willpower into it, so it'll heal 2 plus 2 per turn for the next 5 turns.
I don't remember how far under she was, but...
She was at
minus 10.
She's at negative 8 now.
Try not to be passed out too long. It's really bad for you.
Well, you can go ahead and try your mental roll. You have to get a 23.
22.
That's pretty good on 2 dice. All right. So the wounds on Mina's body start to mend themselves. The dwarves are still stuck in blocks of ice. Ariana.
I get 2 health back from my regeneration. Now I can go ahead and take care of my business here. And basically what's going to come down to is... Ariana is going to go ahead and try to grab this guy. And basically, what I'm hoping to do is try to do a little Loki action with the Hulk did on her.
All right, so the first thing is you're going to have to get to him because he's kind of floating away from you guys.
So what's involved with me trying to get to him? I'm assuming he's not in the same range?
Yeah, it'd be a jumping roll with a difficulty of 40.
4. Okay, so that's strength plus perfection. What's the jumping skill?
Yeah, 31 plus 4 dice.
I think I might be able to do it. Pissed off, Ariana reaches out because not only was she subjected to the indignity of being burned by him, he actually went ahead and burned her clothing. How many times am I going to have to buy new clothes for these damn people?
You know what makes that worse?
What?
You know you were carrying your new iPod with you.
Oh! No! Sorry. Weird noises.
Actually, I think I left that on the bus.
Oh, no Ariana rage.
No, because I think I would have left after learning my lesson for the last time, I would have left it on the bus.
I'm just picking on you.
Oh, so for the record, you never specified. When I took off, when we got off the bus, I grabbed you guys and took off.
Yeah, so I would have put it down while I was dressing. So I never really got a chance to pick it back up.
But as I said, I was just giving you shit. So,
no problem.
There, and what are you doing?
So, I got up there. Now it's just a matter of grabbing him. Let's see.
Your attack with a minus 10.
Okay, so that's a 17 I got to hit with. Plus 16.
33? You are able to grab the suit of armor.
All right, we'll see how it goes in the next action.
Reflection.
Okay, now is Soren still on fire?
No.
Okay. Have we taken care of all the dwarves down here yet, or we still got a bunch to go?
Well, they are mostly frozen and floating through this ethereal space.
So they don't appear to be a threat right now?
At the moment, no.
Okay, since Mina is still... I'll copy Mina. There's no... Avoid the words altogether. I'll copy Mina so I can get her ice powers.
So your body shifts again?
And I'll hold my action just in case I need to put douse someone else. Now, how much fire was he breathing out when he did it? Was it like a flamethrower type fire or just something along the line what Mina does?
This would be as if he opened the bellows of a forge and a gout of flame erupted.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. Yeah, I will hold action and watch for him to be breathing fire on somebody else so I can try to neutralize it as much as possible with ice.
So you are holding the suit of armor.
Okay, let's see what bad happens.
He says, I am Regin, heir to the Dyvergar throne. You shall not lay your hands upon me, peasant.
Okay, that's hilarious.
He is going to try and reverse that grapple.
The only thing Ariana has to say is, peasant? Peasant? You're going to call me a peasant? I'm Condessa.
That is a 51 to hit. And right now we're using Ariana's surprise defense because you're in a grapple. He reverses the grapple, and he is going to crush you. His armor seems to be both ice cold and red hot at the same time as he does so.
Oh, Lord, I'm being attacked by a McDLT.
So that is a 73 to hit, and it's going to hit.
Ah!
And that is 14 damage from being crushed.
All right, so it took six more. I hope you guys can do something soon!
Soren, it is your turn, and I am going to give you a proposition.
Oh, my.
If you want to take a moment to think about what he said, you may be able to get some extra information. If you want to spend an action to make another occult plus study North mythology roll.
Does it count if I already know who Regin is?
No metagaming.
Yeah, I kind of got to go with that. While you may be familiar with him, what I'm probably going to tell you, or what I'm going to tell you wouldn't be covered in, you know, having looked up stuff online.
All right. So you want me to roll my study Norse mythology?
You can do occult and study Norse mythology.
33 with 1/6.
If Regin is who he says he is?
He technically should be dead, but that explains why he's ahead in armor.
He technically should be dead after being beheaded by the sword that you thought he was carrying. However, he is also to have been rumored to be a powerful magician in his own right. The sword that he's using, it does appear to be Graham, but for some reason, it seems different, as in he's changed it somehow. The talisman that he was using may actually be a link to the Dwarven Forge. Again, you are fairly confident that everything he's saying seems to be on the level.
Except for the fact that he's a coward, a patricide coward. I'm going to have to now go insult him and probably get myself killed. I still have one action.
You have one action, yeah.
I'll take a rapid action and use my elevator from my tool boon to wind run from where I am up to where he is and strike at him to try and get him to release Ariana. Casting a quick Awaz rune to temporarily harden the air so I can run up it to where he is and strike at him.
Now, is that a rapid action where you're actually going to attack?
As part of the rapid action. The first action is the movement. The second will be striking at him.
Oh, okay. All right, so go ahead.
I didn't heal myself, so I'll use Discipline, since I haven't used that yet, to add 10 to my attack.
Okay.
Since I'm below 10 wounds, since I've taken more than 10 wounds. Is there anything else I want to use? Nope. Let's see how protective his armor is against my sword. That actually puts me at 5 dice. Holy shit! That's a lot of sixes.
I haven't seen a number that big on 5 dice in a long time.
So, 30, 50. So that's 58 to hit.
That's going to hit.
Like 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 11 wounds defended by quickness. I really wish I'd used Amazing Critical now. That would have been lethal.
You swing the shattered Tearfang and shear free the arm and half of the breastplate of the armor, revealing that inside it is empty, except for the enclosure that has his head. He looks at you while holding Ariana and says, or, well, I guess he's no longer. He looks at you having lost hold of Ariana and says, you may have tried to destroy Tearfang, but it shall return to its proper owners. There is a blinding light, and you can feel yourself falling. It's almost like being stretched by taffy. You see the various Dyvergar, along with Regin, being pulled into these columns of light as you drop, or as you and Ariana drop.
Can I spend 3 willpower for a surprise action to react before everything drops out from under us, or?
Sure.
So I'll take a surprise action to dash over and grab Ariana before we drop, or as we're dropping, I guess, because I'm assuming the ground we're standing on is dropping with us.
Yeah, it's more like you're going to fall towards her.
Yeah, I'd like to take an action to grab her and then cast a quick Awaz rune to control our fall. I don't want to get caught in the rubble of this place again.
So you're going to spend 4 willpower? That's 3 for the extra action, and then 1 to use elevator again.
Yep.
So this rubble's coming back down at us?
Down around you.
Okay, so I try to get Mina out of the way. But what do I have to spend to do this? Because I don't think it's my initiative.
You'll need to spend 3 willpower for the action.
Okay.
And then just make an active defense for me.
Active defense. Oh, did I get the after moving defense? Because I got to run over to get the grapper?
Sure. Normally you would have to spend an extra action to do that, but let's go ahead and give that to you.
Okay. So that's 30 plus 4 dice.
It's nice to see we're all trying to protect each other.
Like, after all, we're friends, right?
30, 43.
You shoot over to Mina's body, grab her, and duck under a large slab of sheetrock. Soren, Ariana, you guys will take 6 damage from falling debris.
All right.
And as far as reflection goes, the armor should cover you, so you are protected.
Okay, well, we did our best.
Man, I love the weirder. So much fun.
As the smoke clears from this building the second time, Mina, you kind of come to being held by yourself.
I'm thinking that Mina's still not quite seeing straight, so she kind of blurrily looks up at reflection and goes, "Oh God, I'm in hell. It's Medusa."
Not quite.
Gotta watch out for them Gorgons. You can't trust them.
What is Ariana and Soren doing?
Well, one thing is for certain, Ariana needs to recover because she's usually not hurt nearly as badly as she is right now. So she's basically just sitting there trying to recover.
We want to move elsewhere because of the attention we're bound to attract.
Yeah.
That light show probably was seen quite a ways away.
Yeah, plus I need to get my clothes out of my bag.
Mina coughs and says, "Well, we got Soren. Let's go back."
Soren will take a second to, and using his bloody right hand, since he doesn't actually need any other blood source at the moment, do a quick bit of healing, since he's super badly injured. So at the very least, he can walk out of here instead of having to collapse.
You refuse to let Ariana help you out?
Yeah, he really doesn't want to be carried out of here by Ariana.
And I can understand that. It's a matter of pride to him. Just as you know, I'll help you if you need.
Okay, I'm thinking that the Soren's clothes is just as badly burnt as Ariana's.
Well, oddly enough, his clothing is inscribed in runes, so strangely protected.
Ah.
Unlike me.
So just the worst, half naked. Okay. Yeah.
The worst of my burns are like to my face and hands where I'm not actually covered by anything. My hair's a bit shorter now.
So it's all business instead of...
Yeah, he's lost the glorious mullet, and that's why he's lost much of his power.
Oh, no!
Yeah, can you teach me that healing rune? The healing thing you do? He wouldn't call it a rune.
His moat, that magic that he does.
Sure, it'll only take you about 3 years of runology, Norse mythology, and occult studies.
Man, you think history's bad.
Well... Okay, it'd be faster just to ask you to cast one on me when you get a chance.
Looking at you, Dia, are you currently bleeding?
Would probably appear no, because he copied her, and she wasn't bleeding. She was just unconscious. But I'm down 11 stamina. I'm only up that high because of the regeneration.
I'll pull a knife from my belt and hold it up to him. You want me to cut you, or do you want to cut yourself?
I'll take the knife. Yeah, make a cut. Not trying to sever arteries.
Yeah, try not to sever arteries. That's a bit more blood than I require.
Hmm. In order to fix the damage you heal.
Okay, and this is 2 plus 2 for 5 turns?
No, it's 1 plus 1 for 5 turns.
1 plus 1 for 5 turns. Okay, so that will leave me...
I spent willpower to boost it for Mina's sake.
Yay. Ah.
Yeah, she's at 2 stamina when your healing runs out.
That's okay, I'll be at 3 when my healing runs ends, so we're all a little beat.
Where are you guys going to go at this point?
The bus should already be gone by now.
The bus has a hole blown in it.
Right, he called someone from the school to come pick him up.
We need a phone to call for pickup.
Yeah, I don't have mine. Fly us there? Actually, can't Ariana just fly us?
Aw. Eh, probably not, but she could probably throw you. It works really well.
Well, only because you were able to take it with the impact.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the whole shot put thing quite as much as you did.
Hey, but it worked, right?
So, you guys are going to try and hoof it back to the school?
That's a long trip.
Wait, did Ariana bring her phone?
She did bring her phone. It was in the bus.
No, you brought your phone because we called the school.
I called the school when we were going to change.
When you rescued Soren, you guys made a call to the school.
That means I do have my phone with me, in which case, okay, it got destroyed.
God damn it. I guess we're hosting it then. Mina's lazy.
Anyone know where the nearest payphone is?
Yeah, a block away, that way.
2010, isn't it?
You know what? But I bought insurance this time because the guy at the Apple store made me do it. And he got me to do it. So after we get some clothes, I can go back there and get my replacement.
Do any of us know what a payphone is?
Payphone?
Yes.
That's a really good...
Did it still work?
No. I don't think any of us know what a payphone is.
Soren watches nothing but 80s action movies. Of course he knows what a payphone is.
Well, Soren's the only one.
Soren knows what a payphone is and wonders why they aren't in those casings anymore.
Yeah. That's why he's like, well, where's the nearest payphone? What do you mean there's no payphones anymore?
Most of us just kind of look at you.
Actually, let me offer up a possible solution for you guys.
All right, go for it.
You're in the trenches. That means you are not far from the Desert Ashes hangout.
All right, guys and ladies. I know this area. Let's go this way.
Okay.
All right, so where do you take them?
Let the limping commence.
Okay. One, I take the long way so I can actually dump Mina's form so I appear as myself. There's got to be a way of doing that earlier. Do I have to pay willpower to go back to my natural form?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, fine. I have one willpower left. Yay.
Okay. I imagine Reflection just suddenly looks like he's really constipated, like he's trying to take a shit, and then he just changes to normal.
I was imagining him going... I was wondering, I was like, if they're my snakes, do they recognize that I am not actually Reflection? Are they like... Yeah,
on both sides, the snakes are going.
Okay. So we get over to the hangout. Ask someone if T-Bone's around.
Well, you know, T-Bone's always around. You know,
he's around unless he's doing someone.
Apparently, Reflection keeps friends with 1970s pimps.
Occasionally, yes.
No, you got to say the whole thing.
Business cards. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Either I get to T-Bone or I get to someone else who knows me and borrow a phone.
Yeah, so you talk to a couple of guys and someone can hook you up with a cell phone real quick.
Anyone else smell fire? Does Ariana get any weird looks?
I give him a dirty look. You know, but the funny thing is, At least my hair still looks good.
Well, here's the funny thing. The gang knows what reflection can do, and they know he walked away from a gunshot wound. Seeing someone with weird markings all over his jacket, his 1980s sequin duster.
There's no fringe on my jacket.
You guys get some funny looks, but people don't really ask questions.
Also, when the guys start looking at me, like going, oh, check her out. And then I pick up the rock and I crush it with my bare hand.
I don't think you have to go that far.
I was going to say, it's the hood. Nobody's going to say a word. Like, they might look at you, but it's going to be a whole lot of, like...
No, because I have to give them the dirty look back because I'm a bitch like that.
Yeah, you get some side eye. That's about it.
She's getting some side eye while giving off some side boob.
You call the school, or who are you calling?
If I have MacArthur's number, I call him. If not, then call the school.
So when you call the school, you go through the IVR, but you can't seem to get to a live person.
Well, that's not a good sign.
No.
Who's up for stealing a car?
Well, I can't hotwire it, but I can drive it.
Again, isn't Ariana the only one of us who can drive?
No.
I don't have a license. I just drove. In the same way like Julian drives.
No, I have a license, just not with my name on it.
So, real quick.
Oh, as you Americans go, whatever?
This actually would be a contact role for you to see if T-Bone can hook you up with a car.
Okie doke. So, contact is 3.
Plus your history of 13.
Okay, so that's 16. Plus 3 dice, right?
You don't need to roll that. That's high enough. That's going to be fine.
Okay.
He's able to tell you where to go to get a car outside the trenches. He's like, yeah, go to this junkyard, and you tell them that T-Bone sent you, and they're going to get you a car, and, you know, just get it back to me. You know, with a full tank of gas, you know.
Yeah, I know the drill. Hopefully no bullets. Those hurt. All right, so thanks a lot, Owen.
I've come to the conclusion that the Virger shooting fire is far scarier than people shooting guns.
So you guys get the car. Is there anything you're going to do while still in...
Oh, shoot. Before we leave, I was going to ask T-Bone if he knows where I can get a burner phone.
Make another contact roll. 16,
17, 18, 19, 23.
23? Did you roll any sixes?
Unfortunately, no.
All right. You can burn your favor, and he'll hook you up, but you'll owe him a favor.
Okay, I'll burn it. No problem.
All right, yeah. We'll make sure you're set up, man. He pulls open a drawer, pulls out like a cell phone from 10 years ago.
He's like, great. Now you can actually reach me if you find something happening around here.
He says, yeah. If we see anything weird, I'll call you. Yeah.
Okay, and I owe him a favor now.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you guys want to do?
No, we want to go back to the school and see what's happening.
Well, first thing, we swing by where the van last was to see if it's still there.
The van is gone. Nothing really unusual. I mean, you're on the off-ramp for the Phoenix flyover. There's no real trace that the van was ever there. But at this point, it's been several hours.
All right, well, continue on to school.
Everyone give me a sense and perception roll, please.
Okay. Perception.
29 with 1-6.
20.
Yeah, roll 15. Sense of perfection. It's be 29.
30 and 1-6. Oh, yeah, 1-6. Forgot about that.
It is probably around 10 or 11 o'clock as you're approaching the school.
Okay.
You can see, I should say, Soren, Reflection, and Mina see trails of smoke coming from the plateau as you get close.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And that's where I'm going to cut it for the evening.
You really like doing that, you dick.
Oh, my goodness.
I was curious how everyone would enjoy the Norse equivalent of dwarves.
I don't know. I didn't expect shit to go down like that.
How did you like being talked down to, peasant?
attitude. It's like, that's going to force the attitude adjustment. That's the first time she's been talked down to in that manner by somebody who could actually make the same claim. And now she could say, well, I didn't like it. I guess other people don't like it either.
So what was your reaction to seeing the dwarves, by the way?
I think it was pretty cool.
I'm wondering what space movie I ended up in.
I thought it was Time Pirates.
Oh, I know. They look like something from outer space.
I was trying to actually do something steampunky.
Now that you say that,
because Norse mythology is so ripe with characters just... And that guy's dead now. I wanted to bring one back, and I thought that was kind of a cool way to do it, is have it as a disembodied head.
I can tell you, of all the dwarves I thought that was, and I was running through them in my head the entire time, it's like, I never Regin wasn't actually one of the ones I thought, because he's dead. I was actually quite surprised when he said his name.
Did everyone feel like they were able to contribute in a significant way?
Yeah.
So I got my ass owned, yeah.
Well, we all kind of got our asses owned, really.
I was fine with it.
I didn't see anybody else getting knocked the fuck out.
Only because regeneration.
I was only awake because I actually have a high enough constitution to stay awake when brought to zero.
You gotta remember, Ariana's a tough bitch.
But even though you got knocked out, you were the one that facilitated catching up to Soren, and you basically took out the second group of dwarves.
I was hoping that you guys were going to throw the dwarves at the machine. The guy whose name I didn't quite catch.
Regin.
Yeah, that guy. Like, I was hoping, like, when you guys got there, and they froze and I passed out, and I was like, throw them at him. See if they'll damage him. But I figured I probably couldn't say anything because knocked out.
If the conversation hadn't turned the way it did, I probably would have got around to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to get rid of the dwarves first because just in case they actually broke out and started attacking us, like,
I don't know. I was concerned about it freaking keeping that guy engaged because he seemed pretty tough.
Well, that's what I was saying, is that, like, to test out throwing one of the dwarves, like, you know, toss the dwarf at ring game main crane.
Regin, come on.
I was very close.
It was fun just the same.
It was very fun, and it was nail biting watching you guys take them out and take him out, or try to take him out.
The problem with Norse names is how they're spelled and how they're pronounced doesn't always match.
And I enjoyed it thoroughly, despite the fact that my preoccupation was freaking and breaking costume.
Well, I'm glad I was able to at least destroy a cell phone.
everyone got to enjoy Ariana getting her clothes mostly destroyed. So.
And the problem, so I go, I said, look, bad battery. Look what happened.
But it's okay because reflection.
I'm just imagining me coming in all burnt up. It's like, bad battery, cell phone, caused fire, need replacement.
Don't worry about your phone. I mean, I'm sure Reflection will let you borrow his burner.
I don't think she wants to use a phone that old.
you know, that's it. I'm not bringing any more good stuff with me out. I'm going to have to go ahead and get slummy clothes like Reflection's clothes.
Now, see what you need. What you need to do...
See, that was strong.
You need to get a case for your phone and then have Soren enchant it with the same magical protections he has on his clothes.
I think I'll do that.
I'm sure it comes at a price, though.
Well, no, because then at least it would be useful to him so they wouldn't have to limp their way to the nearest gang hideout to get a car to get back to school.
Well, I like the fact that Reflection actually has contacts that are right there.
That was funny.
Yeah, well, hey, it's useful. having a gang around.
Okay. Now she just has to go ahead and find a shower she can actually use that hasn't been completely burned down like the rest of the damn school has.
What?
Somehow, I don't think the shower is going to be your top priority.
I mean...
No, it's going to be her wardrobe. Oh my god, no, my clothes!
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and cut things off, guys. Thanks.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
What I'm curious about is where the calories goes that she eats with those snakeheads.
Clearly she's burning them.
Duh.